Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to get into some fun entertainment talk in just a little bit. We've also got some other stuff for you a little bit later. But we kick off the 9 o'clock hour like we like to every Thursday with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. And we want to thank our good friends over at Jammers Bar and Grill for sponsoring this segment. Mm-hmm. Head on over to Jammers. Join them for all fun. It's one of the better times you're going to have is Jammers Bar and Grill. I've been going there for, 20, 30 years or something like that.
Right.
You can't not have a good time at Jammers. Appreciate our friends. Buy local, support local. Support those that support this community, everybody. Like our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. You got Tim with us right now. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to have you with us.
And listeners.
Yes. Big appreciation to all of them. We'll get to our Pet of the Week in a moment, but I know you usually have some notes for us, Tim. Certainly, our Humane Society has been in the news quite a bit lately. How are things going over there?
That's a great question, and I don't know. We're basically on hold right now. If anyone's been following, they know it's been up, down, round. There are, for lack of better words, a few of the people on the council that feel we're cheating the city, basically, it sounds like. And so the money for us was severely reduced. As everyone listened, the numbers. Mm-hmm. We were asking $76,000 for a full year of numerous services.
Right.
Not just picking up strays, but the on-call phone, the lost and found. So many things are involved in this. And as I have said in the council meetings, if you've watched, the people have watched, it's cherry-picking data. Mm-hmm. To make us kind of look like we're bad people. Mm. And we are not for profit. There is no profit here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And we have to survive, and we're only asking municipalities to pay 25% of the total cost.
Right.
That is not so bad.
Mm-hmm. No. And I always like it. I've said this before about this topic and every topic we have here. WFHR for 80 plus years has been bipartisan. We are down the line. And when it comes to topics like this in our community, whether it's this or the ATV bill or anything like that, we are open to conversation. We want to talk about these things. So I'd love to hear from the other side of this, because I have not heard from anybody, and I've reached out and I've not heard from anybody about this. I would like to hear what they have to say about this. Like, in particular, the idea of bringing another business in to do this. Are we talking about a Wisconsin business? Are we talking about a business from La Crosse? Are we talking about a business? Because we're talking about taking jobs out of Wisconsin Rapids. We're taking jobs out of Wood County.
We wouldn't, to be honest. I don't like to, I said this at the council meeting. We are going to
survive.
This
is why I'm bringing this up. Okay, please. Yes. Let me know. Yeah.
Okay. If we don't have a contract, by law, we cannot take in any animals from Wisconsin Rapids.
Right.
That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I know the one alderman said, well, we're mad because of the money. It is not about the money. I mean, certainly we would like to be paid 25% for our services, yes, but mm-hmm. we can't. So what we would do is contract out with all the other humane societies in the counties are surrounding us, and most of them in the state are at capacity. Mm-hmm. There are so many animals in shelters right now. For the low price we would charge, we can fill up our shelter immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as I have said a number of times, the only ones that suffer are the animals and the residents of Wisconsin Rapids.
If this were to pass, you certainly, whoever is going to be in charge then, it is not going to be the people currently. We're going to be having people losing jobs for sure. That part seems pretty clear, too. Regardless,
well, no, we wouldn't lose the jobs because... Is that what you mean? Like our Humane Society jobs?
I mean, if there's cuts to funding, people are going to leave. You're not going to be able. We're having a hard enough time filling our Humane Society with good workers already.
No, they would stay because we take in other animals, so we would still have the work, and we would.
I
get
know,
paid,
but are people going to want to stay?
I would think so.
Okay,
well, you're right. I don't know.
Well, Tim, then you're...
Good question.
Okay, but what I'm fighting for here...
Yeah, I know.
You seem to be countering everything I'm saying, which is okay, but I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Yes.
Because what I'm saying is that this, what they're trying to propose here, is it doesn't make sense financially.
No, it does not.
It doesn't add up financially.
You're 100%
correct. It does not add up to, especially if part of the reason they're doing this is to save money, this is only going to add to your taxes. This is only going to add to your bottom line. That doesn't make sense.
You are right, because at $25,000, that's what they cut. So that was a $51,000 cut. Who is going to take care of these animals, just even take care of them for $25,000? That's almost 400
exactly.
animals.
You got just about every restaurant in town trying to find people. You've got tons of bars trying to find people. You've got gas stations trying to find people. Everybody understands what I'm talking about here. And it comes back to a way of life and a way of living and paying people that. And if you can't do that, people aren't going to do those jobs. They're going to go open an Etsy shop. They're going to do other things.
Yes.
So in order to keep jobs, in order to keep people in here, we need to keep things where they are at the very least. If anything, we should be talking about better funding for our humane societies. And this is not, again, about being an animal lover or anything like that. I didn't grow up with animals. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm one of the better people, I think, to be talking about this, because I'm looking at this as a human being's first and animals second. And,
correct.
And if you are looking at it that way, again, financially, it makes no sense to do this. Unless you can show me the data to show me that this actually makes more sense to do it that way, which I have not seen. And I have, again, everybody I've reached out to, I have not had anybody call back or message back about the other side of this.
The reason for cutting.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
I have no idea either, to be honest, James. I look at it and go, why? Mm-hmm. What is the motive? There always has to be a motive for doing stuff like this. And yeah, I guess if you want to try and call yourself a champion of the people, well, at the last council meeting, one of the older people said it's been overwhelming. Their phone has been flooded, and there is no doubt people in Wisconsin Rapids want their Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the aldermen are still against it. Why? Why do you want to go against what your citizens want? That's what you were elected for, I thought.
Yeah, it costs money to have things.
Yes.
Like, you want a car, going to pay insurance. You want a house, going to pay insurance. You want a nice road, going to pay taxes. Like, this is what being an adult is. And in order to have a place people want to live in, people want to raise their kids in, and people want to move to, look at the numbers. Animal friendly. All those communities are animal friendly. Look at the communities that are losing people left and right. Not animal friendly. This is not rocket science. This is not an opinion. This is all factual based. You can throw it into whatever search engine you want and see these numbers that I'm talking about here. And not to mention, I don't know. To me, my heart tells me this is the right thing to do. And I think that there's still something to be said for that. I think that there is. I'm willing to pay a couple extra bucks so that I know my community is that much more friendly, that much more welcoming, that much more inviting to people, not only people living there, but people that may want to move there. Because any city like ours, any medium-sized cities, that's the biggest game in town, baby. That is the number one thing, trying to keep people in town and trying to bring new people in.
Exactly.
You're not doing that without a humane society. You're just not.
There is another benefit that no one really has brought up, but I brought it up a few times, the wellness of the community.
Yes.
Now, you look at families where raising children, having a pet is probably a big deal for a lot. Mm-hmm. You look at your elderly who are alone in an apartment or in their home, they lost their husband, wife, whatever. The pets we provide, you would not believe the joy that comes out of that. Now, why would you want to take that away? Or because I don't know what would happen. You know, who would you just said before, who would you get?
Right.
And are they going to do the same things we do?
Yeah.
Looking at the history, not only of this area, but other areas like this, and how they used to handle animals beforehand, and the inhumane ways that they used to handle these things. We're a better society. We're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be evolving and be better than that. And I know we want to raise kids in a community that has a heart, has some kind of understanding of other creatures and everything. And that
great point.
I mean, I shouldn't have to teach this in a community of hunters. I shouldn't have to teach. I shouldn't have to be talking about this. This is such a non-starter to me. We got so many big things on our plate nowadays. We have so many things that we need to be talking about and rehashing. And I'm open to having a conversation about anything. You want to tell me peanut butter is better than jelly? I'll sit there and I'll discuss it with you. You're wrong. But I'll just... No. I did that the wrong way. I actually think peanut butter is way better than jelly.
According to James.
But yeah, it's just my opinion. Just my opinion. Right. Civic Media does not endorse that opinion.
You're really starting to fight here now.
But I really do think that this is something that we got other things we could be focusing on, and we've spent so much time on this already. I'm not saying it's not worth talking about, but once we've discussed it, we see the numbers. Okay, where can we really cut costs? Where can we really benefit and help taxpayers in this community? That's what we should be doing on, instead of just something that's a headline, something that just catches people's eyes or something like that, or is honestly easy to pick on. Your humane societies are very easy to lean on. We know this over, it's a very different thing, but not that different at the family center where I'm at, where our funding was cut insanely. Mm-hmm. And while it was a headline for a week, nobody's talking about it since. Like, meanwhile, we got families in this community hurting because of these things. Mm-hmm. Like, those are things that we should be talking about. Those are the things we should be really focusing
and
on.
And I'm with you, because I just told Seth and James that... I do it anonymously, but I donate to the family center because I see what goes on there. And what I did last year for Thanksgiving, I provide their Thanksgiving meal. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But there was children sleeping on the couches on the floor because of the battered people. I hate to get off our subject, but I'm for everything like this. And a lot of elderly gentlemen are in there that people don't realize, because they've been abused by their kids, grandkids, and they have nowhere to go.
That's right.
So they are just as much battered as a woman who is battered by a husband, or a husband battered by their spouse. And they need, this is important, like you just said, this is our community. Why are we here if we can't support these things?
Yeah, well said. Because that's to me, that's part of why we're here. That's part of what this is all about, is helping each other and having a community that we can be proud of. I'm proud of this community. I back this community. I admit that I'm a transplant, and I welcome any of the fodder from being a fib or any of that, because I love this community.
Don't say that,
so
James.
Much. I love this area. I really do. But that's also why I'm so passionate about these things, and I'm not going to back off of these things.
And you
things
are.
Because it's important, and I want the best for this area. I want people to come here. I want people not to leave here. If you want these things, you got to have a community that people want to live in, and a humane society is part of that. And part of that is also having a pet of the week, Tim.
Yeah.
I did my best. I did my best to get there, guys. Who is our pet of the week?
Well, we're going right back where we were. Tick.
Tick. Tick.
Tick. Actually, so it's promoting a different media here, but go on Facebook. We just put out a new, it's actually, we're doing a video. We're trying to spotlight different pets now.
Mm-hmm.
And Tick got a nice video. I can see you're trying to pull it up. It's one of our volunteers, a wonderful in the community. Like you said, all the volunteers we get walking, doing stuff, they're trained.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But you can actually, instead of just seeing a picture of Tick now, you can see Tick in action.
That's really cool.
Sitting,
that's a good idea.
Doing stuff, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's run by another person who's doing our social media.
Big shout out to them. You guys got a great social media team. You got to really do a good job on that.
And this, it's the community, James.
Mm-hmm.
We put out a call for help. They are there.
Yeah.
And they love their Humane Society, and we're trying to do everything we can to thank them.
Yeah.
Because they support us.
That's right.
And, they were in the council chamber, and they were calling, and... But that's what you should be doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, you elected people to represent you. What I would ask people in the community is, if this upsets you or you have a voice, call your alderman or alderperson or whatever, and just give them your view. Be nice. Don't be rude.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
And be respectful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I don't know if they realize the support.
Yeah, that's it. Be heard. Be heard.
Be heard. And not just this issue.
Yes, absolutely.
But the family center. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yep.
Call in if you want a family center. I did not know they cut the budget. So the city budget cut the budget.
Oh, no, it's a national funding.
That was the federal thing.
National funding, throughout the country, but yeah.
But still, it's important to let people know how important that is. I mean, you're still right, Tim. You're not wrong. So.
Oh, okay.
I want you guys to know I was locked in. I was paying attention to you. As soon as I pulled tick up, that's all I've been paying attention to. I've just been focused on tick.
Got your focus off.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. But it's not my fault. Tick's a beautiful 4-year-old Mastiff mix, beautiful brindle coat, one of the better coats you're going to see. And Tick is sponsored, correct? Tick is
yes.
Yes.
Tick is free.
Yeah. Yeah.
No cost. Well, later on, but
sure. But right. Tick has also been there maybe longer than anybody else at the Humane Society, and I can't think of many animals that deserve a better home than Tick. Your new best friend is waiting for you. Find out about Tick or all these other great animals at SWCHS.com, SWCHS.com. Keep in mind, if you're picking up items for your furry friend, and you maybe want to drop off an extra one to the gang over at the Humane Society, they always appreciate those kind of things. Supplies are always needed. You can give them a call ahead of time and check in and see if they're open, if they're available to have drop-offs, 715-423-0505, 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. As Tim was telling us, there's some great videos and also cool things on there. Find out about all of these great animals at SWCHS.com. And be sure to be here next Thursday. We have another Pet of the Week at 9 o'clock. Tim, thank you very much. One more thing? Yeah.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
That's right.
We won't be here.
That's right. That's
two weeks we'll be back.
Man, you just saved me because I was going to show up here at 5 in the morning on next Thursday.
That's okay.
We appreciate you, Tim. Thank you so much. Say hi to the team over there for us, okay? And say hi to our friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill. They're waiting for you tonight. Head on over there. Some great food, great atmosphere, great people. Jammer's Bar and Grill. We appreciate those. Buy local, support those that support this community, everybody. Seth and I will be back with more show coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back. Morning show at WFHR. It's that bass line, man. Great song. Yeah. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Big thank you to our friend Tim for joining us from the Southland County Humane Society.
Yes.
Always appreciate that.
Indeed.
To talk about these great animals. And, of course, our gigantic thank you to our friends over at Jammer's Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the gang over there. Buy local, support local, everybody. Getting into a little bit of our entertainment talk now. For those that have not heard, my former boss is going to be hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
The Oscars are set to air March 2nd, 2025. And Emmy Award-winning television host, writer, producer, comedian, the guy's career I would love to have maybe more than anybody else's, Mr. Conan O'Brien, is going to be host of the 97th Annual Academy Awards.
Nice.
I have a joke with a lot of our guests, our first-time guests that join us. Oh, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back.
Right.
I feel like Conan needs to be careful here because the Oscars have been begging for a new Billy Crystal.
They've been
begging for a new Bob Hope. They've been trying for over a decade to find one, and they have not had any luck.
No.
This is the perfect host.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that could do it. Now, I'm not saying he is going to be perfect, but he could be.
Yeah.
And if he is good at it, they're going to be clamoring at you every year.
Oh, my gosh. They are going to want to immediately bring him back, you know?
I make no bones about it. I absolutely love this man, and I cannot wait to see him doing this. It's been a very long – as much as I like Billy Crystal or I like Bob Hope,
sure.
I never really watched them for them. They were an added bonus to
watch
them.
When they were doing it well, right.
This may be the first time I watch the Oscars just to see the host. Whoever wins, I'm sure there will be some actors I enjoy that I want to see win an award for the first time or something. That happens every year. And when you vote on these things, you certainly get a little bit more interested in it and everything.
Invested in it, right?
But honestly, it's all about him. And I cannot wait to see how he does on this because he's really, really good at what he does. And he's not doing a ton right now. So he's got a lot more energy and time to put into this.
It'll be really, really interesting to see how he approaches it. You know, I think he'll do a good job no matter what. But I want to see how he because he's always been a little different, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the thing about Conan. When he first started doing late night all those years ago, I mean, there was he became extremely close to being canceled.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't know, because he was very green at doing this sort of thing when he started. He did not have experience, and he really grew into that role, and he became so good at it. I mean, while still keeping that very distinct sense of humor that he has. It's very interesting. But the fact that he has been able to create an entire, you know, career arc with that is really remarkable. It shows how much he's grown over the years. I think he's going to – I really hope that he can find a way to make – you know, put his stamp on it. you know, really make it like, hey, this is Conan's, you know, Oscars. Like we talk about Billy Crystal's Oscars or Bob Hope's Oscars. We want to see Conan do that, which would be really cool. Yeah.
A few people, if maybe more than anybody else that I can think of, and I've studied this so much as far as actors and their careers and everything, few people have been more of themselves in their career than Conan.
Yeah.
Where and he can't, and he'll tell you this, he can't help himself. He tells us, and I don't do a lot of this because it feels private, but he did tell a story to a number of us once about him and Andy going to the NBC executives and wanting to do the In the Year 3000 sketch and pitching this to them. Because back then they had to pitch almost everything and had to get the okay and everything. And so Andy and him go in there, and they have no props, so they got two flashlights, and they put these things around like toilet paper around their necks and stuff. They've got established careers at this point. Conan's worked on The Simpsons, and they're going into this with toilet paper around their neck and all this, and they sit down and do the bit, and Andy and him look at each other, and all Conan, he looks at us, he's like, I'm an acquired taste. Obviously the bit sold and they did it and everything, right, but like there was 1,000 bits that he told us about that never made the light of
day. I'm sure they didn't,
because of, to your point about just being indifferent,
very distinct sense of humor. Yeah,
being distinct can be a positive and a negative in the industry, especially as an actor. We've talked very many times about Jennifer Grey and her changing her nose and how that killed her career. Certain actors cut their hair and it changes their career and stuff, so it's not surprising to hear where Newman, Wayne Knight, Newman on
Love Seinfeld. Wayne Knight, yeah.
Great character actor.
Fabulous.
I may remember him from trying to save the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, or I think he did, didn't he?
He was like, actually the bad guy. He was exploiting the things, yeah.
I'm sorry, all I remembered was him having the canister, and he drops the canister or whatever.
That's no, he was trying to steal the DNA. He was the bad guy.
Well, he's been having a really hard time finding work, like a lot of character actors do, but for him, it's been because he's lost a lot of weight. He says he is down more than 100 pounds from his heavy. And apparently it's really making it difficult for him. He says that it takes time for people to accept you as you are, and then they find out whether or not you can still do the things that you did when you were big.
Wow.
He's not worried about it, though. He says, quote, it's just what it is. As for how Wayne lost the weight, he said everything that anyone could even try, from therapy to surgery to radiation to all these different things, to being taken by aliens. He's joking.
He was joking about that.
He said one of the things eventually worked out, and he's really happy right now, and he really feels good about where his weight is and stuff. But this is something that, almost every bigger sized actor goes through. Jonah Hill just recently went through this.
Yeah.
And he's gone through a similar thing and everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you, as soon as it seems, now I may be wrong on this, but as soon as he started losing the weight, he didn't disappear, but wow.
Yeah.
He used to be ubiquitous. He was everywhere. Yeah. He was in movies, TV shows, all this stuff. And then, what happened to Jonah Hill?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I couldn't really find any great pictures of him, but he doesn't. What I did see didn't look that different to me.
I don't know. And honestly, I'm fine. It's cool that he feels good and all that kind of stuff, but I think about all he went through to get there, you know, all these different things. It's like, man.
I don't know if
it bugs me that people feel they have to do that. It really bugs me.
I worry anytime somebody does these things and if they're doing them for the right reasons or not, because you should be, you know, hey, you are you, be you. Don't let Hollywood or anybody else tell you how you're supposed to look.
Don't.
Taking a look at plans for this summer that Seth and I cannot wait to get to, Coachella. Huge Coachella, guys. We've been to everyone.
Oh, my God.
Got a tradition here.
James could make it. He could pass. I would. No, they wouldn't let me in, man. They'd be like, look at this guy. No, get out of here, man.
I don't know about that. The top 25, or for 2025 Coachella lineup is out. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will be headlining.
Wow.
Charlie XCX, Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott, the Misfits are reuniting for this. Shaboozy's going to be there. Shaboozy. Jimmy Eat World. And
Jimmy Eat World?
Yeah.
I haven't heard from them in forever. Wow.
And Yo Gabba Gabba. Like, what? Like, What?
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, I don't understand what how the they're going to, like, are they the opening act?
Apparently everyone, literally everyone is going to Coachella this year.
So I'm not kidding. Seth and I will be there. We're open. We're on stage two.
We didn't even know it. Yeah, we're going to be performing.
Apparently we have to form a band. I didn't even know that. I don't know what. That's a pretty big lineup, though.
Those are some names, too. It's a really interesting mix of older and newer acts. Like, like Charlie XCX has just been huge recently. She's like massive. Wow.
Just did a great job hosting SNL.
Yeah.
And, of course, it is today at noon today. You will have the new edition of the WFHR newsletter.
Yes.
Be sure to sign up, everybody. Go to WFHR.com. And it's just a quick 5 seconds it takes you to sign up.
Yep.
We enjoy and appreciate everybody that has. Mm-hmm. Last night, after a round of shows we're on, Lights of Love and Countdown to Hunting, mm-hmm. I happened to get my phone blew up with a bunch of new people signing up for the newsletter.
Very good.
I think that's awesome. And this is one of your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, everybody.
Yeah.
We are covering things here like better than most, better than anybody.
Like stuff that, who else is covering it, really? And I'm not exaggerating there. There's things here that you will not see anywhere else, stories you will not see anywhere else.
You don't have to take our word for it. Read our words.
Yeah.
They're right there at the newsletter.
It's free.
Melissa has really taken the ball and run with it with its newsletter, and greatly appreciate that. Mm-hmm. The writing that Laura and Michael have done in there has been very great. We've had our one of our favorites, Terry Barr, adding things.
Yep.
The legend of Chuck Gennaro
Chuck's
adding
writing
to it.
Stuff. Yep.
We've got so many great people working on this. And again, it's your news, everybody. Mm-hmm. You live here in Central Wisconsin, or you're from out of town and you want to know about news here, whatever it might be, we got it for you right here. And we want to know what you want to cover.
Right, exactly. Because this is one of, I think, Sage's brainchilds. He's trying to fill a need that so many communities who have lost newspapers, who've lost station, lost radio. Where's the local radio news? We're here. We're the ones. So that makes sense. This is something we are trying to do to fill that gap of that news. I don't want to call it a news desert, but a news need that was definitely some local stuff that just you're not going to find anywhere. So that was why we did this. And man, it's going so good so far.
Got a new edition premiering at noon today. It'll pop right into your email box.
Yep.
Make sure it gets there by signing up for the newsletter at WFHR.com. WFHR.com.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more after our news break right here. We've got some good ones coming up. I want to get into this one with you, Seth. The guests. People are sharing their stories about their weirdest guests they've had over. We'll discuss coming up. We want your feedback, too. I want to hear your weirdest guests, everybody. Call up on the show. We'll be back with more show on The Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show, WFHR. Seth and James with you. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Good Thursday to you. We got good stuff lined up for you. We're going to wrap up our show with some schedule talk, good stories of the day, and plenty of local events that are going on. But right now, when you got people coming over, when you got guests staying with you, they can make things a little different. They make things a little bit interesting.
Yes, they can.
There is a great documentary about this. It's called Christmas Vacation. And
I was wondering, that's the first thing I was thinking of. We see all these movies with like nightmare guests. So how much reality is really in those movies?
Yes.
That's the question.
Great, great way to set this up. People online are sharing their stories about the weirdest things guests have done in their home. And here are some of the highlights. And dangerously enough, I have not pre-read this.
Oh, this will be fun.
Thought it'd be fun or more fun if we did that way. So, and I want to hear from you out there. Remember, we are a PG show. We want to hear from all of you out there. What is some of your stranger guests. Someone had a friend stay over who forgot their toothbrush, so they just used a random loose one they found under the sink. The homeowner said that they had to tell them that was used for cleaning.
I was going
to
say, no. That's not on the... Well, I guess it's sort of on the guest, but still. Just ask. See if they got a spare toothbrush. That's all I got to do.
And please, you can go ahead and call me up. Everybody's at least thought about this, whether you've done it or not. You go into a bathroom, and it's the medicine cabinet. And do you look in there or not? Because I've never known anybody that's looked in there and anything good has ever happened.
No.
That's only something bad is waiting for you.
Yes, don't do that.
Just don't do it. There's nothing in there worth it. There's nothing worth the embarrassment of it.
No. Keep your nosiness out of there.
someone had a guest going through their garbage can, pulling out perfectly, quote unquote, perfectly good food, and food going to waste.
Oh, no, that's wrong. That is so wrong.
No. No.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no.
You wouldn't do that anywhere. I mean,
someone was making a pineapple ham glaze, and they say that their mother-in-law thought it was burnt, so she dumped it in the toilet and tried to flush it.
Wait. Okay, the first part I can understand. It was burnt. Sure, okay. Sure. Ham and glaze. The toy, why? Why? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm guessing this happened in the kitchen. You got a perfectly garbage can right there, but that wasn't good enough. You had to walk it to another room, to the bathroom, to flush it. That's what you had to. Like, that seems personal. That feels a little personal.
I just want to know what was going on in their head at that moment. I'm just curious what was going on.
Wine.
There were three sheets to the wind.
Someone had a friend's friend stay over, and in the middle of the night, they woke up to them rearranging the furniture in the house to improve the feng shui.
Well, their heart was in the right place. Still, no. You know, this crazy as it may sound, maybe the furniture was the way they wanted it to be.
I don't know. How do we know, though, that that wasn't, like, there are people that walk in their sleep. Maybe there are people that rearrange in their sleep. I don't know. Maybe that's a
possible
thing. There's 1% of the population.
Maybe it's true.
Someone gave their older neighbor a key to their house because he'd offered to walk their dog during the day. Mm-hmm. He did. But they later found out that he would also spend hours watching TV in their house with the dog on the couch. And the homeowner was weirded out by the boldness of this, but more so, how late, like they left it dirty, like the couch dirty.
Oh, no.
And the dog wasn't allowed on the couch except for this is the, so they found out through the dog jumping on the couch and everything.
This one, I just see kind of loneliness.
Yeah.
Wanted to hang out with the dog kind of thing. So, but still, I mean. You can't just do that. You can't.
You can't.
And not leaving a mess. No, that's common courtesy.
There's a bunch of these at BuzzFeed.com if you want to find out more and check out some more of these, everybody. So I think that the Stranger Things has been with family members for mm-hmm. me. And it's family members that I know, and I've known my whole life, and I know these people very well. And I know that they don't act this way in their own house. But why they choose to in my, at my Nan and Papa's house, went back then, back in the day, or something like that.
I don't know.
And I don't know if this is being the way you're raised kind of thing or whatever, but I've always been, you're at somebody's house, whether it's a family member or not, you know, you're keeping your feet off the furniture kind of thing, you know? You're trying to be good, nice. You're good.
You're being a guest. So there are certain expectations when you're a host, of things you should be doing for your guests because they are your guests there. At the same time, you need to be a thoughtful guest as well, okay? When people say make yourself at home, they don't literally mean make yourself at home. You're like, why would you behave exactly the same way at someone else's house at your house, though? There's a privacy thing there that I think mm-hmm. that you have to keep in consideration. It's not, there's no longer an expectation of privacy when you're at someone else's house. So you got to keep that in mind as well.
I feel like I've walked into this one with my family a lot, where I walk in, everybody's talking, and then it gets quiet. I feel like that when I walk in.
Why? I don't know. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Stop doing that.
Because honestly, even if if it's about me, I'm just curious. Like,
are you saying?
I'm not even going to get bent out of shape. I'm just curious of what's going on here and everything. I love the... mainly in part because of enjoying the comedy of life and everything. When you've got the new family member coming over for Thanksgiving dinner,
yes,
and it's just that person, like it's all family except for the brother-in-law or the sister-in-law or something like that. That's always fun because not so much I like them being uncomfortable. It's just seeing the look on their face when your traditions, they've never experienced any of this and they're seeing this in real time.
Right. And they find out how weird your family family really is.
A Maloff Thanksgiving is not that different than most. Sure. You know, we like to go around the room and everybody says thanks.
Yeah.
But we're also Italian. We're a big family and we're very, very loud. and we only get louder not when we're angry, but when we're passionate and love something. A CC, the beginning of this hour.
Textbook, you've just turned yourself into a cliche.
Just dawned on me. Just had an epiphany.
You're such a stereotype. Oh my gosh.
Mind blown. Yes, I didn't even realize. I've turned into a walking, breathing stereotype. Yeah, yeah.
Now he just needs the bad Italian accent, yes, you know.
Really, wait, I didn't do it. So I have my friend over, Chris, is over for Thanksgiving for 1 year when we're kids and stuff. And Chris is very similar to this, and he's asking what's going on. So I told him this and everything. But I also told him we don't eat until everybody's gone around and said thanks. And you know, okay, that's cool, until like you're on the 10th person and everybody's rambling and everybody's passionate and there's tears and
everyone is hungry secretly
and the food's just sitting there
right,
man.
There
and Chris is like picking at the cranberries and everything. Man, no,
we're not done yet.
It's in trouble. But he was blown away by that. He's like, I didn't realize what you really meant. Like, everybody, you guys
really meant it.
Nobody phones it in. Everybody's got to like really, because that's the other thing. If you say, oh, I'm thankful for everybody. Like, no, you can get shredded. You got to be specific. Oh, man. It's crazy. Crazy family.
I don't know. It sounds like fun to me. I don't know.
And I miss every one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm curious what your traditions are out there, everybody. So please let us know. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. As we lead into Thanksgiving next week, of course. Quick programming note, and we'll get into more of this tomorrow and next week, but we will be giving our staff off Thursday and Friday next week.
Yes, both Thursday and Friday, as
but
a
we
of
will
fact.
Have programming for you.
Yes.
So that is going to be fun.
Well, I should say most of the staff gets Thursday.
Yes, most of the staff, yes.
Some of us have to, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We'll get back after this time out. More morning show at WFHR. I almost said at the WFHR.
At the WFHR.
Yeah, try doing that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Seth and James hanging out with you. Little Bruce Hornsby to play us in.
I just realized there's like three openings to this song.
There is. Yeah. It's perfect for stuff like
it is.
This.
Yep.
This is perfect for it. It's like the song was.
It's layered, right?
Just, yeah. So layered. I love that.
Yeah.
I always miss the little synthesizer. Also, the synthesizer shows up for no reason. Like, I don't know why. It's a beautiful piano, though.
Yeah, love it.
We got to get to this one real quick, Seth. I've been hanging on to this story, and I've been wanting to get into it with somebody. I just think this is interesting. There are a lot of strange buildings throughout the world, and there are a lot of hyper-modern designs making the rounds nowadays. Mm-hmm. But New York City may be building the craziest one yet.
Oh.
There's a building proposal for Manhattan that's being called the Big Bend. It's an upside-down U-shape and is hollow in the middle. Think of it as a massive paperclip standing up. And actually, that is what it looks like. There are big windows on each side, even across the loop on the top. And to navigate it, there would be elevators that could operate around the curves. If it's built, it would be the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere by 2,000 feet.
Whoa.
There's a couple hundred feet taller than one World Trade Center.
Okay.
And the Burj Khali building in Dubai is the world's tallest structure at 2,722 feet.
Right.
The designer says it would be, quote, one of the most prestigious buildings in Manhattan. They also note that it would fit within the New York tight zoning restrictions, and which make it challenging to building new skyscrapers.
Right, that's one of the biggest troubles. Yeah, absolutely.
But some people claim it would, quote, ruin the New York skyline. In any event, the building has been going through various proposed stages for several years, and nothing has been greenlit yet, but it is very close to being done. But there's a lot of talk from New Yorkers that this is going to ruin the New York skyline. Okay. I'm going to show a picture of this to Seth
like
here.
An artist rendering here, yeah, kind of a thing.
And it's...
It literally looks like a paperclip. Wow, that's really amazing. Does. Yeah,
it looks like the bend of a paperclip.
Yeah, it really
that's
does.
About it. As a nerd about architecture, I would be very fascinated about how this would be built, how you'd build the elevators to get around that
sounds
curve
fascinating.
And everything.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about that part of it.
Yeah.
What this is for? Is this for business hotel? Is this what is this thing
another
being
great
built
question?
For
exactly.
And everything. I'm very curious about that, but. Not for nothing, New York, you ain't the biggest dog anymore. Like New York has always been the city of lights, or sure. Not the city of lights, that's yep. Paris. Yep. I'm so sorry. It's the Big Apple.
It's the Big Apple, the city that never sleeps, whatever. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
the trendsetters,
like yeah.
All mm-hmm. these things. It hasn't been that since we were kids.
Yeah.
They tried to redo, Times Square, mm-hmm. and they did a nice job of that.
They sure did.
And
yeah.
New York is still one of the biggest metropolitan cities in the universe.
Yep.
Like, it's gigantic.
Sure is.
It's huge. It's where people are made. It still means something to make it in New York. All those
sure.
things are true. And at the same time, people can go anywhere now, and they can
yep.
travel all over, and they travel much more now.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
You're just not the biggest dog in town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're above, quote, ruining your skyline. Like, I think you have to take
yeah.
chances. I think you have to do certain things. If mm-hmm. New York, you are no different than any other metropolitan city anymore.
Yep.
You've got to fight for people to come see you.
Yep.
You've got to
you
work
do.
At it.
Because of, you can think of all the issues in New York, especially the cost of living. I mean, it's how do you, I don't know how people live in Manhattan. And there's empty buildings in Manhattan too. They're just being there for like tax write-offs and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah.
that. Especially when they have a homeless problem in New York. I mean,
yeah.
there's all these problems. We get it. Honestly, I like New York skyline. It's cool. I think it's, but who cares? Seriously. Dude,
yeah.
I would be curious to ask like actual New Yorkers, is it that big of a deal to you for the skyline? Especially if you live there and you don't go outside the city that much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it matter? Is it even that big of a deal? I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. I want to get to some local events and good stories of the day, and we kick that off with our schedule for today. Be sure to stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up in just minutes from now. Join Jane and Greg for a great couple of hours as they take good care of you and get you ready for your afternoon.
Yes.
And, of course, this afternoon, Maggie Dawn, show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join Maggie. She is on fire, doing some great work. That leads you into, of course, Midday Magazine. Join us every Monday through Friday from 4 to 5. We've got a great one lined up for you today in part one. We're going to talk to our friend Jillian from Visit Rome.
Yes.
Focus on the Rome area a little bit.
Yeah.
And Allison John Jack's going to join us, Cranberry Outreach Specialist with UW Extension in part two. We're talking
ooh, that's
cranberries.
Cool. Yeah.
It's going to be great. We, of course, will have all that lined up for you. Got great stuff going on this afternoon for you, everybody. We have at WIRI, our sister station, 6 o'clock, Countdown to the Hunt.
Yep, we're going to be live once again, everybody. We're going to invite Laura here from the 4-H, going to talk about shooting sports tonight. Mike Comer will be joining me again, and you don't have to coax him to tell hunting stories.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ready. He's already got some planned for tonight, so make sure you tune in for those, too.
We're going to have some great stuff lined up for you there. Join us at 6 o'clock for Countdown to the Hunt on 105.5 WIRI.
Yep.
And then meet us back over here at 7:05 for the Luke Fickle, or I'm sorry, at 7 o'clock, stay over there for Assumption High School.
That's right. The Assumption is on the girls' team, is
ooh.
On the road tonight with one of their big rivals, Newman Catholic.
Oh.
It's happening in Wausau tonight. That means our good friend from WXCO, Chad Holmes, will be broadcasting the game, and we'll be carrying the feed here as well.
That's a big one.
That's a big always
one,
a big one.
Especially
yep.
early in the season here, kind of see mm-hmm. where we stand, these two teams. We could be talking about these two teams in playoff time.
Yep.
Assumption
good
Girls
stuff.
Taking on Newman Catholic, 7 o'clock on 105.5. Chad and Seth will have that for you. Seth, great work all week long covering these things and all the production you've been doing behind the scenes, man.
Oh, it's what I live for, man.
Appreciate it. We appreciate you guys letting us know about local events going
mm-hmm.
on. Want to remind everybody that our VFW Post 2534 has their monthly meeting tonight at 6. Be sure to join them at 2711 Redden Road for that. And as long as you're over there, make plans to for December 15th for their Come Out and Breakfast with Santa event.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. That's
going to
be
cool.
A fun event. 10 and under getting in for free, $15 for anybody else. Breakfast buffet done by Two Hearts Catering.
I mean,
God, is that good for
wonderful me. Stuff.
Be sure to follow the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 on Facebook as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things. Big shout out to Two Hearts Catering hosting mm-hmm. that and catering that.
Putting that on, yeah.
And of course, our VFW for hosting it. Again, Breakfast with Santa, Sunday, December 15th. Make plans for that, everybody.
Right now.
We got some other great stuff I want to tell you about, everyone. Seth's got that for you.
That's right. We have the Lincoln High School and their fall, the band, I should say, Lincoln High School band has their fall concert tonight at 6:30. That, of course, is happening at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids, right there at Lincoln High School. Go support the local musicians there, everybody. Give them a big crowd. There's nothing like high school band concerts,
no,
man.
No, nothing
they're
like it.
They're so cool. You know, it doesn't matter if they're like the symphony orchestra, man. That's always good, and I know you're going to enjoy it. That's 6:30 tonight at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln High School band playing their fall concert.
Our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing this afternoon over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Join them from 2 to 4 at 2651 A Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the better musicians we have in this area. Join Pete and the gang, Four on the Floor, every first and third Thursday of the month at Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4.
Yeah, enjoy that one. Coming up on Sunday evening, everyone, we have a community Thanksgiving worship service happening over at the First Congregational UCC Church, 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Everyone is, of course, welcome to attend. There will be a free will offering that will be collected to benefit the Ministry of Grace. That's the Ecumenical Association of Churches here in town. And to help pay off school meal debt in our area schools. It's kind of one of the main ministries that they do. But come have some good fellowship time, some worship time. Coming up on Sunday at 6 p.m. at the First Congregational UCC Church for a Thanksgiving worship service.
Our friends at our friends over at Focus have their neighborhood meals available today at 2321 West Grand Avenue here in Wisconsin Rapids. Dining room opens at 4:15. Building opens at 4. Entrance through the pantry doors and a small waiting area for your convenience. We appreciate our friends at Focus. Find out more about neighborhood meals or any of these great programs that Focus does at 715-422-1980, 422-1980.
All right.
Appreciate the gang over there.
Mm-hmm.
A guy in Georgia named Dylan Betts was driving home from work last month when he saw a house on fire.
Oh.
Kicked in the front door and got the owner out. A reporter asked him why he risked his life for a complete stranger. His answer was, why wouldn't he?
I mean, you don't need to say any more than that.
No.
Why wouldn't you do it?
It's pretty cool.
He went
it's
in.
Pretty good.
He just did it. I mean, I'm sure he didn't even think. He just reacted and did it.
Yeah.
And that's what should happen.
It's pretty darn.
That's pretty cool, though. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. We love supporting and promoting strangers helping strangers.
Yes.
And there are writers sitting around for days trying to come up with lines like that.
Yeah.
And could never come up with something like that. Like,
yeah, brilliant.
That's a bar
brilliant.
Right there. That's a bar. That's a great job by him. A 17-year-old in California named Sophia Park just became the youngest person to pass the state's bar exam.
Whoa.
She got her law degree this year after enrolling in school law school when she was 13.
Oh,
she also earned some serious bragging rights because the record used to belong to her brother, Peter. He passed the bar a year ago at the age of 17 and 11 months. She passed it at 17 years and 8 months.
Jeez.
Oh, that's good.
I wonder what their family Thanksgiving dinners are like. That's got to be fascinating.
Meanwhile, mom and dad are just sitting back all proud, like almost overdosing on pride. Like, just so happy.
Telling you.
Great show today, Seth.
You too, man.
Great time with our friends over at the Humane Society and our friends at Jammers and all of you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more show right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.